Blog Talk Radio. praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I welcome you to the prayer line on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We come to spend the half an hour together today in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. And I love that song by Vicky Yoey, Anoint Me, Lord. She says, I'm coming back to you to ask you for some more oil, my God. And God's just saying today, if you're feeling dry, if you're feeling like you don't have the strength that you need, if you feel like you don't have the power that you need to keep going, just go back to God and ask God for some more oil. God is there to continue to fill your cup. David, the psalmist says, my cup runneth over. He says, you anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. God wants your cup to be running over. He wants you to be filled full of the power that you need to make it through this day and every day in victory. I'm here to encourage you on today to go back to God, go back to prayer, begin to pray and ask God for those things that you need, those things that you are lacking or feel like you are lacking in your life. If you lack strength, go to God and say, God, my strength is weak. The Bible says that when we are weak, then he is strong. So you have to go back to God and ask God to refill your cup, to give you the more strength, more power. Hallelujah. A fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost. Go back to prayer. Go back to communicating with God. Sometimes we spend a lot of time listening and talking to other people, and God is saying, come back. Come back to me. I want to commune with you. I want to fellowship with you. I want to talk to you. There are some things, women of God, that God has to say to you and wants to say to you specifically. Amen. So I want to encourage you to go and ask God to anoint you all over again. Amen. Hallelujah. God was showing me today in the book of Genesis, chapter 29, about Leah and Rachel. And I want to just read a few scriptures from Genesis chapter 29. Genesis chapter 29, starting with verse 30. I'm going to read down to verse 35. And it reads, and he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction, now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord has heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again, bare a son, and said, now this time will my husband love thee. Will my husband be joined unto me? Because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left bearing. Hallelujah. And God wants to say to us through this scripture on today, now is the time to praise the Lord. Now is the time to praise him. Now in the middle of you not being loved by that husband, now in the middle of you're being alone and still waiting for God to send you a husband, now in the middle of being vexed by an enemy or by a hater, Rachel and Leah were sisters, and they were fighting over the same man. Hallelujah. And I want to just inject in there that there is no man, if you're not married to him and he doesn't know if he wants you or somebody else, let him go, because that man is not worth fighting over. He's not worth crying over. He's not worth agonizing over. The man that God has for you, your husband will know that he is your husband. Hallelujah. So you don't have to fight with your sister. You don't have to hate on somebody because the man that you're interested in is looking at her or going over by her house or hanging out with her. Forget about that. Just know for surety that what God has for you is for you. Let that man go. Wait on the Lord. He is going to send you the person that he has ordained to be in your life. So even in the middle of everything else, God says, praise me. Now is the time. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God is saying, now is the time to give him the praise. Now is the time to worship him. Now is the time to come and pray to him, to communicate with him about everything that's going on in your life. Take it to the Lord and then rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord, even in the middle of it. Have a yet will I praise God in your lips, on your lips, and in your heart. Have a yet will I praise the Lord in your heart. Have a yet will I praise God on your lips. Do not let anybody steal your joy. Hallelujah. In the middle of the haters, in the middle of the naysayers, in the middle of those who don't believe in you, in the middle of the bills, my God, piling up on the counter, in the middle of problems on the job, in the middle of grief, my God, hallelujah, in the middle of the doctor's report that tells you that things don't look good. Now is the time to praise the Lord. Praise God anyhow. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And God is saying to you on today, don't be like Leah, who felt like she had to keep producing in order to please people. My God, she felt like she had to keep producing babies in order to get the love of her husband. And then she forgot. Every time that she got a baby and had a baby, she forgot that it was the Lord who blessed her, and she did not praise God until after she had given birth to four sons. She pushed out praise. She pushed out Judah. And when she pushed out Judah, she pushed out praise. And God is saying to you today, it's time to push out praise. It's time to push out praise. It's time to press through the pressure and push out praise. Praise God anyhow. Praise him in the middle of that trial. Praise him in the middle of that barren season. Praise him in the middle of whatever you're going through. Give God the glory in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now it is time. Now is the time to praise him. Not tomorrow. Not after you get what you've been praying for. Not after the doctor's report is turned around into a positive prognosis. Not later, but now. God says, praise me now. This is the hour. This is the time. This is the season, because your praise is going to release a blessing. Your praise is going to release the blessing that you need. Your praise is going to release the productivity of that thing that you have been believing God for. Your praise is going to release and open the hand of God, and God's going to pour out the blessing. My God, hallelujah. As a matter of fact, your praise is going to allow God to manifest himself in the middle of your situation. You have to hear me on today. Your praise is going to allow God, and your praise is going to cause God to manifest himself in the middle of that situation. Hallelujah. God says, I inhabit the praises of my people. My God, when you praise God, he shows up. And you don't, when you say, God, show me your power, release your power, God says, I show up, and I don't have the power. He says, I am God, the power. You got to hear me on today. God is ready to show up, but you've been holding back your praise, and God says it's time to open your mouth and release that praise. Release your praise. Release the praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give him the glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just magnify your name on today. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for fresh oil, God, being released on the lives of every woman under the sound of my voice. Lord, we're not going to wait until we constantly have to wear ourselves out producing for people to be pleased with us, oh God. But Lord, we're going to praise you now. We're going to praise you in the middle of that barren season that seems like nothing is going right. But God, we're going to praise you because we know that no matter what's going on in our lives, you are working behind the scenes according to your word in Romans 8:28. And now we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who are the called, who love him and are the called according to his purpose. And God, we declare and decree on today that we are the called according to your purpose, God. And we are coming, Father God, as your daughters, God, seeking your face, believing you, God, receiving everything, everything. Lord, we receive everything that you have for us on today. Hallelujah. We go back to the enemy's camp. The devil tried to steal our joy, and he tried to rip away our power. But we go back to the enemy's camp today, and we take back our joy. We take back our joy today, God. We take back our power. We take back our zeal. We take back our excitement about life, God. We take back our praise, God, in the name of Jesus. We take back our prayer life, God. We declare and decree that we are warriors, women warriors, on the battlefield for your kingdom, oh God. We will not be stopped. We will not be denied, oh God. Lord, we just praise you. We will not allow anything or anyone to stop us from serving you, God, from praising you, God, from believing your word, and from receiving all that you have for us, oh God. So, Lord, we're here touching and agreeing, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that, Lord, that you have stirred up the fire, stir up the fire in the bellies of your daughters. Lay hands on each and every one of us on today, God. Stir up that fire, God. Let us be filled with, Father God, Holy Ghost fire. Oh, God, let us be filled with Holy Ghost fire, denying the temptation to be lukewarm, rejecting the temptation to quit. Renouncing all affiliation with evil and the evil one, God. We declare that we are your daughters, God, and we repent of all wrongdoing, God, and we come to you, Lord, and we just say, restore our joy. Restore our joy, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for restoring the joy of every woman on this prayer line, every woman under the sound of my voice, every woman listening to the archives, God. I thank you, Lord, for just showing up even in the middle, even as we open our mouths and praise you. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. And as we open our mouth and give you praise, God, we thank you for showing up and showing yourself mighty, showing yourself all-powerful, showing yourself able to do all things, showing yourself as the magnificent, all-sufficient one, showing up as our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our provider. You are our protector, oh God. Lord, we believe you and we trust in you, God. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots, oh God. But Lord, we put our trust in you, and we believe you. We don't look, we refuse to look to the left. We refuse to look to the right, God. But we put our faith in you, and we believe you on today, God. We thank you for what you're about to do in our lives. We thank you for divine release, my God, of your blessings in our lives. You said you inhabit the praises of your people. And God, we just ask your daughter. We come to you, God, and we praise you, and we will praise you in the morning. We will praise you before we go to bed tonight, and we will praise you all day long, God. We will praise you in the middle of trials. We will praise you in the middle of trouble. We will praise you when people are coming against us. We will praise you, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, anyhow, no matter what is going on, God. We recognize that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God, we are praising you on today. And we know that you are showing up. We know that you are here with us. Lord, you said you would never leave us. You would never forsake us. But you are always with us. So we thank you for your presence in the middle of the pressure to produce, God. People want us to jump through hoops, oh God. People walking away from us, oh God. Misunderstood, oh God. We are so sometimes misunderstood, oh God. Lord, we're looking for love, oh God, and it seems like it's all the wrong places, God. Lord, it just seems like we have a hard time trusting folk, God. Lord, we just ask, Father God, right now, God, even now, that you will heal every broken area. Lord, oh my God, so many of us, God, are hurting on today, God. And Lord, I ask that you will heal my sister on today, God. Heal that broken area. Heal the brokenness, Father God, that has been set by the enemy to destroy her. God, we just thank you that no weapon formed against my sister can prosper, oh Lord. I thank you, Lord, that she is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she is the head and not the tail, above and never beneath, the top and not the bottom, the lender and not the borrower, the healed and not the sick, oh, the overcomer and not the defeated. I thank you, Lord, for victory in the life of my sister, God. Let everything line up, oh, God. Let everything in her life line up with your word, God. Let everything, you said that you know the plans you have for us. Plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. So let everything in the life of my sister, God, line up with your word, God. I thank you, Lord, for prosperity. I speak prosperity into her life. I speak success into her life. I speak wholeness into her life. Every woman under the sound of my voice, I speak blessings over her life. I speak healing over her life. I speak peace over her life. I speak joy over her life. I speak the promises that she has inherited by the power of the blood of Jesus over her life. I speak, oh, my God, oh, increase. How? Oh, God, increase. God says increase. My God, increase. He's releasing increase to you. Increase is coming to your life. Increase is coming to your home. Increase of blessings. My God. To bless you, to not to harm you, a hope to give you a hope and a future. My God, hallelujah, increase, increase in the blessings, overflow of God's blessings into your life. Overflow, 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 overflow. God, I thank you for overflow being poured out into the life of my sister, oh God. No good thing will you withhold from her, because she loves you, God. She is the called according to your purpose, God. We just thank you and we praise you on today. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy, O God. You are worthy, God. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel God right now. My God. Nanamoko Shele Eke. You are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. Just begin to open your mouth and give God some praise. God wants to inhabit your praises. Now is the time to praise God. This is the time. Don't wait until you produce. Don't wait until the answer to your prayer shows up. Don't wait until you see the evidence of things hoped for. Don't wait. Don't wait. Come, go ahead and praise God in faith. Praise God in the middle of it. Praise God while you're in the wilderness. Praise God while you're in the valley. Praise God while the mountains are coming before you, standing before you. God says, my God, hallelujah. Even though you are facing mountains, the Lord says today, on today, he may not move that mountain, but he will give you the power. He will give you the strength to endure, to overcome that mountain, whatever that mountain is in your life. God says if you put your eyes on him, keep your mind stayed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, you're going to see his hand move. And when you come out of this thing, you're going to be stronger. You're going to be wiser. You're going to be better. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Who am I talking to? I feel like I've been sent specifically for somebody on today. Oh, and you felt like giving up. But God, God sent me to encourage you on today. Hey, you might be like Rachel even, who was barren. My God, and she had to wait many years. She had to watch her enemy. She had to watch Leah have babies. Even though her husband told her that he loved her, she had to watch her enemy produce, and she was barren. And God says, you might have been watching your enemy produce. You might have been watching your haters be blessed. But you have seemed like you've been coming up with nothing. But God says, do not grow weary. And doing well, because in due season, my sister, you too shall produce. You are going to reap a harvest if you faint not, if you don't give up, if you don't quit, if you don't throw in the towel, if you stand on the battlefield, if you don't allow the devil to defeat you, if you keep praise in your belly, if you keep praise on your lips, if you allow the Lord to anoint you again, God says you shall produce. Do not look to the left. Don't worry about what's happening with your haters. Don't worry about what's happening with your enemies. But God says, keep your eyes stayed on me, for I surely will bless you. With blessings, I will bless you. With blessings, I will bless you. With blessings, I will bless you, says the Lord. With blessings, I will bless you. And all that I ask is that you praise me now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for this prayer. We thank you, Lord, for this time of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for this time of pouring out. We thank you for this great outpouring, God. Oh, God, we thank you. I ask that you restore every woman under the sound of my voice. God said, this is the time. This is the time of restoration. I'm restoring back to you what the devil stole from you. I'm restoring everything the cankerworm stole, everything the cankerworm has eaten, the palmer worm, the caterpillar. God says, I am restoring back to you everything. My God, I even hear God says, I'm giving you double for your trouble. I am giving you double. I'm going to give back to you twofold what you have lost, my God, hallelujah, because of your faithfulness, because you are, my God, who am I talking to? You have been faithful over a few things. You have been faithful over a few things. And God says, I'm going to bless you because of your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for restoration on today. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to pray, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us, Father God, to praise you, oh God, encouraging us to praise, God. And, Lord, we thank you for the release of the promise. God says, as you pray and as you praise, I am going to send a supernatural release of my promise that has been spoken over your life through my word, through the preached word, through the word, the locals' word, through the prophesied word. God says, I am going to send a release into my to your life, daughter. God says, I am going to send a release into your life of my promise. Hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah. The promise is sure, and I'm releasing it to you now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Lord is just saying, go down, go from this place, assured. Hallelujah. Now is the time to praise him. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you, my sister. Hallelujah. We're going to end this time now, hallelujah, and I pray that you are blessed on today. Go from this place holding on to the word that you heard here on today. I am Pastor Rebecca Simmons, hallelujah, New Creation Christian Ministries. We're located now at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Come out and see us personally. Amen. Hallelujah. The power of the Lord is in that house. We meet every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., every Thursday at 7:30 p.m., and every Sunday at 12:30 until 2:30 p.m. Come out Wednesday, Thursday, or Sunday and see me and see what the Lord will say to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we pray right here every Tuesday night from 7:30 until 8:30, about the 7:30 to maybe 9 o'clock p.m. every Tuesday night right here on Blog Talk Radio. So God bless you. We love you. But more importantly than that, God loves you. Go in peace, my sister. Tell somebody about this prayer line. Meet me here every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Tell somebody about this prayer line. God bless you. I'm going to play Take Me to the King. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
My offering.